This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
To be Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to a brand new podcast here called Popcorn Chicken Salad, where we will be attempting to make any film sound good. My name's Ben Locke, and you may have heard me on a variety of pods on the wrestling feed, in particular, Wrestling's Chicken Salad, where we look at bad or guilty pleasure wrestling. Popcorn Chicken Salad is its spin-off baby brother. And we are going to be watching some bad or guilty pleasure movies, either with a guest or in tonight's case, guests. First of all, the gentleman who picked tonight's movie and came up with the title of this fine podcast. It is one third of my chicken salad brethren. It's Mr. Logan Crosland. How are you this evening, Logan?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ben. It's been about 24 hours since we talked to each other last, so it's nice to be on with you again.
Yeah, we're doing a lot together lately. That sounds wrong, but
yeah. I think we got next week off, but we got about three pods after that, so we'll be a busy couple this month.
it's a private joke between Logan and a few of us, but Logan is literally everybody's PA at the moment because he's wrote down everybody's podcasts that are going on. So we all know exactly where we are.
And running the show. Other,
yes. Sean would be with us tonight, but he has got a family commitments, but so he will be around at some point for future episodes. But somebody who is with us tonight, he's here because he's got nothing else better to do on a Saturday night, because you can't go and do anything at the moment. It's Mr. Matt Souza. Matt, how are you?
Hello, Ben. Always good to talk with you fine gents, and you swap out one angry guy for another, I suppose, so.
Yeah, I've also just realized in my head, I'm the old one this evening.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so that's quite worrying for me straight off the back. So, as we said, this is a bad or guilty pleasure live watch podcast. Logan, as the person who came up with the title of our podcast, you also had the pick of what movie we are watching. Tell the good ladies and gentlemen why you picked what movie we're watching and why did you pick it?
All right, so I picked 1995's Mortal Kombat, and a couple weeks ago, or maybe even been last week, Matt was sent out the new Mortal Kombat trailer for the one that's coming out this year, and it just kind of got my mind running, and I was like, well, that's a movie that's kind of probably considered bad to a lot of people, but it's one that I watched when I was younger and I always enjoyed, so I figured it would be a good maiden voyage for us.
Absolutely. I've got to say, it's been about 20 years since I've seen it. I think I had it on VHS and I never bothered picking it up on DVD. So this is going to be a voyage of discovery for me. Matt, you were, like Logan said, you were the one who sent out the trailer to everybody. I'm guessing you are a quote unquote fan. I'm doing the air quotes as I'm going here of this movie.
A fan of the movie, not so much. A fan of the games, absolutely. Like I played the games quite a bit as a kid, and I mean, as soon as I saw the trailer for the new one, I was all in. So I cannot wait for April for that movie to come out. So
yeah, we'll get into the games as the movie progresses, I think, because you know, it was a bit of a thing whether you were a Street Fighter or a Mortal Kombat guy. Mm-hmm. At least it was over here. I don't know if it was the same over in America, but it certainly was over here. So, like Logan says, we are watching 1995's Mortal Kombat. We are all watching it on Amazon Prime, I believe, gentlemen. So, I will give everybody a couple of seconds just to get themselves set up. We're all set up, ready to go here. Okay, Logan, do you want to count? I will give you the honor of counting everybody in.
All right. We will hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so we've got the New Line Cinema screen there.
Classic logo.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You know, one thing about live watch podcasts that kind of bums me out is you don't get to hear it while you're recording it. So, like, right now, I know there's some Class A Mortal Kombat techno playing, and I can't hear it, and it's very upsetting to me.
I mean, I can mimic it for you if you really want me to, I guess.
I mean, it would help. I wouldn't lie.
That's an offer. That's an offer straight away.
I mean,
Mortal Kombat!
There we go.
So, yeah, we got the Mortal Kombat logo there with some great 90s fire graphics behind it.
And then we open on creepy towers of some sort.
What is going on? What is going on with those clouds straight away?
Bad shit is afoot.
literally and figuratively.
Looks like a Bob Ross watercolor painting in the background.
Some fine karate martial arts action going on here.
Bruce Lee would be proud. Jeez.
I would love to see Bruce Lee wearing pink salmon. That would be tremendous.
Fucking just stepped on his spine, destroyed him. So we've got Shang Tsung, our villain in this movie, is beating up a short Asian fellow. So we'll figure out who he is eventually.
We're already pointing at the camera. Your soul is mine. Oh, man.
Jackie Chan, he is not.
I was saying then we have a random man waking up in Green Lantern's cave, so good start.
In his Riddler lair with all the green.
I was going to say, particularly with that hair, he's very sort of Lou Ferrigno Hulkish, isn't he?
Yeah. That hair is something. Someone tell him it's 1995, not 1985.
So. From the letter we just saw, this is our protagonist, Liu Kang.
I believe this is Sonya Blade, if memory serves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're at some kind of mosh pit concert and some kind of cop organization.
some sort of rave, metal rave. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just thinking out loud. Is anybody apart from Christoph Lambert in this who will have heard of?
I can't even tell you who that is.
Highlander.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yep.
The guy who plays Liu Kang is in Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley. He's his like brother.
Okay. Oh God, really?
Huh. Mm-hmm. And Sonya is Veronica Vaughn from Billy Madison.
Oh, okay. And this guy looks super familiar, too.
That's right.
I think there's a lot of, like, character actors in this. Like, oh, I know that guy. He looks familiar. Like, stuff like that.
He's been a body on CSI before. I always think that's, like, got to be one of the dreams for a jobbing actor is to be a body on CSI.
He was male nurse number 3 on ER.
there's a program over here called Death in Paradise, which, as the name might suggest, is like a murder mystery show, and it's based in the West Indies, so that you know, film it all on location. But I was like, that has to be the best job for any actor. Just I'm going to spend two months in Jamaica. I'll filming for work. I'll see you later.
That was quite the high-powered gun she was carrying.
Yeah, that is a
God.
Fucking absolute...
Jeez!
There's some fine machine gun. Bloody hell, yes.
one shot just blew him straight through a fucking wall of glass. Jesus Christ.
So now we run into immediately problem number one that I have anyway with both Mortal Kombat movies, because for some godforsaken reason, they did make a sequel to this, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. For something as violent as Mortal Kombat, there is almost zero blood throughout both of these original movies, which is one of the most ridiculous things maybe ever.
Yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
It's the WCW of bad 90s movies. So, but it's Time Warner, so that does explain a lot.
I mean, it really does.
You could argue parts of WCW were a bad movie anyway, but I see your point.
Now we got Johnny Cage coming up on the screen. He's kicking some guys, some henchmen's asses. So, or what
I
appears
think,
to be.
I think I'm better at martial arts than this Johnny Cage. Like it looked like it hurt him to do that spin kick.
Nice leg sweep there. I'm beginning to sound a bit like Mario Ronaldo. I'll stop that. <It's>...
Mama mia, what a kick!
Johnny Cage! Is that guy supposed to be Spielberg? is that what they were going for there? Because he kind of looks like him.
Yeah, I think so. I think they actually... Well, no, maybe that was another movie. I want to say I read something where they actually had Spielberg at one point and he had to back out for some other movie.
Because he realized it's a Mortal Kombat movie. And he said, fuck this, I'm out. Say,
Steven Spielberg's like, I'm fucking doing Mortal Kombat. You want what?
You mean that violent game my kids play? Get the hell out of here.
Oh,
there
guy.
You go. That guy in the cap looks uncomfortably like me.
Now Johnny Cage is talking to the Big Lebowski for some reason. So great value, or Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, it's either Big Lebowski or, speaking of CSI, it's Fat Gil Grissom. One of the two.
Looks like great value, Sean Connery from The Rock. while he's in jail.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's kind of what's it if I'm fat shaming someone, so that, I can only apologize for that.
Well, Womack, it appears you're in a tough place.
Yeah, something tells me we aren't the three guys to fat shame anybody's.
Yeah. yes, Trebek.
He also kind of looks like Meatloaf in a weird way. Oh, he just morphed. That man wasn't real.
It was an illusion.
It was an illusion.
Oh, look. Again, some 90s graphics there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ben, I think you mentioned earlier, over there, Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat. Was that a big thing in the UK too? Like it was, because it was pretty in my circle of friends, it was pretty big too.
I know as well as fat shaming, we're gonna old shame. I am the oldest, as we've said quite considerably on this podcast tonight. And yeah, I was definitely on the Sega side of things, so I had a Mega Drive and all that. I did have the Game Boy. But yeah, I was more Mortal Kombat, I'll be honest, than Street Fighter to begin with. I don't know how about you guys. Where were you?
I was also a Sega kid growing up. I didn't have the Nintendo stuff. I grew up with a Sega Genesis in the house. And I was always Street Fighter. A lot of things people forget about those Mortal Kombat games is they were fucking hard. Like, when you're a kid and you have no idea how to pull these moves off, it's like, well, I'm just going to keep losing, and that's it. Like, Street Fighter, when I was, like, 10 years old, I can wrap my head around, whereas Mortal Kombat, like, I didn't know how to pull off a fatality entering in, like, 10-button combos. I had no idea, so I got my ass kicked, you know?
It's weird now, because obviously I've got my nephew's got a Switch, so I'm sort of playing a lot of those retro games on the Switch, so, you know, things like... Mm-hmm. you know, Mario Kart is like, but you never forget how to play Mario.
Right.
And it's the same with Street Fighter. So if you ask me now which one I prefer Street Fighter, but back then it was definitely Mortal Kombat. But like you say, like the button combos on there were horrific.
Right.
Like Street Fighter, I knew how to throw a fireball when I was like 8. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like 2 buttons. But like Mortal Kombat, it's, oh, you got to enter in, 10 button presses for a fatality. It's like, it was 10-year-old me. I was weighing over my head.
So. I can't speak for you two, but when it came to Street Fighter, but E Honda was always my guy. I was like, big fat guy, and all I'm going to do is just press that button to make his arm go really quick. Yeah, that's my guy.
I was a Ken man, always was.
Ah.
I don't know what that says about too. Me, but.
Mm-hmm. I was E Honda when it came to Street Fighter, and then definitely Sub-Zero when it came to Mortal Kombat.
My go-tos always, for Mortal Kombat were... Sub-Zero and Scorpion were my two for Mortal Kombat.
I'm not gonna let this hair go. By the way, we need just.
He meets Raiden here, our head, one of our head honchos of the Mortal Kombat cinematic universe.
And he talks like this in the tournament. He talks like a creep the whole movie.
The MKCU.
That's right. It always bugs me how they spelled his name with a Y here, because it's R-A-I-D-E-N is how they spell it in the games. It always drove me fucking crazy that they spell it R-A-Y-D-E-N. Sets my OCD flares off.
Nice little through there. He's got the weird eyes going. Stay away from him, Ked.
So apparently Liu Kang was part of some kind of monk tribe at some point in his life, but has left and returned to kind of get some advice. And then Raiden kind of kicked his ass, so he's running away.
A lot of good hair in this movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, we seriously like Kang and Raiden to have like some sort of hair off at some point.
Hair versus hair fight to the death.
That's the real final fight we need in this movie. Hair versus hair, Raiden, Liu Kang.
Book it. There we go. That's a booking. All right, now it's turning into an episode of late 2004 Impact with a limo turning up.
This guy doesn't look like a Johnny Cage. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
You'll be pleased to know, Matt, by the time this comes out, you'll be able to hear our full dissection of Chris Sabin, Countermove Magician that we did for the last episode of Impact on Highway.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Logan will tell you, I broke it down, you know, very carefully, gents, so everybody knew what was going on.
You know, frame by frame analysis. That's you can only find it on Highway to the Impact Zone.
That's what I'm here for.
So Johnny Cage thought Liu Kang was a bag man and gave him like $10 to take into the boat, and he just chucks it in the fucking ocean or whatever they're next to.
Easiest and money he'll ever make.
Mm-hmm. And then Sonya's African-American friend here is actually the character Jax from the games, but he didn't end up being in the tournament with the rest of them. He's in the second one, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And yet more great hair on him as well. That is like some severely on point 80s, like... That's like something Grace Jones would have come up with. Here comes. Does the boat have a name? If it doesn't, it really should.
I don't think it does.
So, Logan, I know like you're 1993, but was Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat the games a thing for you at any point?
My brothers had the game, so I played it some, but it wasn't like a huge thing for me at any point. So I definitely played it, but it wasn't like ever a, you know, a mainstay in any of my systems or anything like that. And I really just knew Mortal Kombat from the movies. We always had these movies, so I played the game some, but not, you know, a ton.
I'm with you.
So where's the blue light coming from?
That's Glacier, damn it.
Oh, my that's right. He's a Mortal Kombat character. I forgot. My mistake. Excuse me.
Well, it is all making sense now, because like I say, so New Line's a Time Warner company, WCW is a Time Warner company. It's all there.
Oh, I see. Man, Glacier really was Sub-Zero then, wasn't he?
He absolutely was.
Good God, Ben, you just blew my mind.
I tell you, I have these little thoughts sometimes.
I keep expecting the blue meanie to pop out with all the blue lights. Doing his weird little dance.
Filmed at a Blue Man Group show. There's nothing creepy about this guy. Not at all. randomly hanging out in the catacombs of a ship.
He's
random chains just hanging around.
Ah, that's why there's blue light.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Here we go.
So we get Sub-Zero and Scorpion here for their first appearance. And they appear to be zombies that are controlled by Shang Tsung. So, some major things going on right now.
I will say, Logan, your knowledge of this film is epic in the characters. I'm going to say.
Look, when I haven't seen it in 20 years and it's been about a decade for me, I mean, gotta have somebody pick up our slack, Ben. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
I did a little bit of research before we got on here. I've done a little bit as well.
So yeah. It's one of those. It's all coming back to me as I'm watching. If that makes sense. But yeah, it's got to be a genuine 20 years since I've seen this. Like, I definitely had it on video, but I certainly didn't have the DVD.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, the second one is, oh boy.
Yeah, I was saying either fortunately or very unfortunately, we had both of them on VHS back in the day. So,
well, I mean, I think they used to sell them in like a double pack. So if you're buying one, you get the second one for like nothing. So, I mean, you'll take it if it's there. But
you gotta love this smack talk that's going on now.
Look, it's this a Mortal Kombat movie. You don't come to it for dialogue, Ben.
We just had the creepy voice showdown with Raiden and Shang Tsung, so.
Yeah, you come to this movie for great hair and some really great graphics.
Where are they sailing this boat? Where are they? What's with all this smoke? Are they in the clouds? Is it an airship? What the hell's going on?
It's an above ground submarine.
Jeez.
I mean, you've got to say this is like, why would these three people even be together? This is literally the only thing.
I think Sonya honestly got tricked onto the boat. I don't think she was supposed to go on there.
And there's this weird guy in a trench coat. He looks like he's from Waco talking to us about some sort of realms and forsaken land. What the hell is going on? I was talking about emperors.
Chang might have, like, the longest neck in history as well, bless him.
If he asks me to drink the punch and put on sneakers, I'm leaving.
Oh, here comes the explanation bit now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 straight victories. About,
yeah, this is where he tells him about the tournament. And yeah, I think if one world gets 10 victories in a row, they get to like rule the rest of them. So I think Outworld has like 9 in a row at this point. So and Outworld's kind of the bad evil area of the multiverse of Mortal Kombat.
Sorry, Matt, I'm gonna have to say it. So Outworld is basically the Patriots and Tom Brady then.
Oh, you're cutting me deep.
You should
look, I always did like being the bad guy, so.
You should have said Yankees, not as to not offend anybody.
I'm British. You know, baseball's just rounders to us.
My apologies. I'm sorry.
To be fair, though, like I could make you guys watch a game of cricket, so you know.
Look, we don't have 5 days, Ben. I mean, that's just the simple fact of it.
There are three different types of cricket game. I will have you know.
Oh God, what have I done?
5 days is the longest, though.
I love how they're completely.
Most of them are over in 3 or 4.
Standing in smoke.
I love the fact that they're all still on the ship and they're just like they're not moving.
Totally fine with what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking summoning demons from the fucking sky with like crazy lights going on. I don't even know.
That's just the Northern Lights. That's how it works, apparently.
There is no way that ship is sailing either. Those sails are completely torn up.
Logan's carrying an order on the ship. Nope, we're not. This one.
God damn it, this isn't realistic. I need realism in my Mortal Kombat movies, damn it.
We have real life problems. We're not getting cell phone service on the boat.
I was just going to say, speaking of realistic, that is realistic, not having cell service on a fucking boat.
That phone is like the ultimate reminder this is mid-90s, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sonya Blade.
So, A, it's a brick. B, you can't even play Snake on it. That's how old that phone is.
It just about dials out. As Johnny Cage falls ass over tea kettle into the water.
With his 500 bags.
You'd think he'd have some sort of minion to help him, wouldn't you?
That's not how compasses work.
Yeah, I think that's broken.
Sonya's lost the cap, so you know shit's about to get real.
Yeah. Johnny is totally over this shit.
Johnny is like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Don't I have people for this?
Why did Jeff Bridges bring me here?
I'm liking all these helpful... I'm loving all the helpful Chinese flags to give everybody directions about where to go to.
Yeah.
Go up these absolutely creepy-looking fucking stairs.
Go up this comically large mountain up at the top.
Is it
nothing? Is nothing? Nothing bad will happen if you go up these stairs. It's fine.
Like half of them are missing. It's totally casual. Is that the stairs
for the bathroom?
Is that the stairs that Ace Ventura goes up and down in the second movie?
Yeah, it's the same set. They needed to save money. So they filmed Mortal Kombat and Ace Ventura 2 at the same time.
And this set is being used for the Snyder Cut of Justice League 2.
Oh, great. Good. Thank God they were able to reclimate this historic set for that pile of suck.
That's where he got the 4 hours from.
Potential future popcorn chicken salad episode.
Well,
Because I sure as shit ain't doing it on Piece of the Action.
Well, I think if we ever did do it, I would have to go with the original version, because no way am I sitting through 4 hours of that.
Yeah.
The WrestleMania 32 of superhero movies. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that CGI hasn't aged well. Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh, that is so bad.
We just got a lizard statue turned to life, and it is absolutely atrocious CGI.
Holy shit.
We also get random random strange woman under umbrella staring menacingly at everyone.
That's the name of the script, isn't it? Random.
That was the working title for the scene.
I've come to read for Random Scared Woman.
Yeah. You were in Mortal Kombat? Who did you play?
Random ass staring.
Now, I know this reference is going to get lost on Matt, but this is... Sorry, Matt, it's going to be a Potter reference. This is great value Hogwarts for this table.
I know what Hogwarts is. I've seen a movie.
It's just like the Dollar
Meanwhile,
Tree. Look, this place is fucking cooler than Hogwarts. I don't care.
Meanwhile, we get here come all our competitors for the tournament.
I love how the closed captioning was smart enough to spell combat with a K.
Oh,
nice touch.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
Good for them. Good for them. I love the completely thrown together plot device character of Johnny Cage's friend that is never named. I wonder what's going to happen to him.
Oh, here comes Shang Tsung doing another damn monologue. God, does this every week. Here we go.
Oh, not this before the tournament again.
Talking about his mortal realms again. Jesus Christ.
I was like, he wears a lot of leather, too. We've got Mortal Kombat Triple H up in here.
Meanwhile, we've got a bit of a free-for-all going on here. It's like... There's some, not the tables. There's food and drink on there.
People were using those.
Dear God, what is that guy doing? That's the weirdest flexing I've ever seen.
Was that even a flex? Or did he have artwork? What the hell's his problem?
He has fucking Tourette's, I guess.
You mean you don't have abs in a body like that, Logan?
I've never had abs in a body like that. I especially do not have it now.
I don't walk around with a six-pack. I walk with a keg.
Jesus.
I think that guy learned martial arts at a back alley somewhere. From some guy who says, yes, I know martial arts, but that'll be $20, sir.
And he gets absolutely frozen and shatters into
a map. Oh, well, that's him gone.
Random minion somebody, number 500.
Somebody's going to buy to the second round.
Minion number 3 dies in the first scene.
Such a pity. I guess he won't be back for the sequel.
Unfortunately, no. He was quite the guy.
No, oh, yeah. Scene stealer.
I mean, those moves were pretty awesome. I won't lie.
Yeah, Johnny Cage's best mate. They might as well have just called him Goose and just got the Top Gun reference out of the way for everybody.
Yeah, he's got some major Tom Cruise vibes in this one. Mm. And then we randomly see a...
that's also a film that might make it onto salad at some point.
Yeah, that's true. We randomly just saw. Go ahead.
I was going to make a bit of a mission statement because, like, yeah, we're not gonna stick to say the bad superhero cartoon film based on a video game format.
Well, Lord knows there's plenty of choices with that, but
there really is. You're not really there. We are going to be quite inclusive on this.
Speaking of, we just saw a Ninja Turtle hand behind the cage, so that was.
Boy, this sure is some 1995-ass CGI, boy. My lord. Toy Story, it ain't.
Well, it is quite hard to believe. Like, I know you're watching all the Pixar movies at the moment, aren't you, Logan? Am I right in thinking Toy Story came out the year after this? And this literally...
the same year.
The same year. So the same year we got Toy Story... We got this.
We got Mortal Kombat.
And this is real. And this is real life with CGI, kids.
Look, they had a budget of $18 million, as I'm reading it here, and they used it. This movie made $125 million at the box office.
You know what the really scary thing is? Somebody in the graphics department would have looked at this before it got cut and thought, yeah, I've done a fucking great job here.
There's Goro. There he is.
Yep.
Yeah, like Matt says, the budget for this film's $18 million and it made nearly $125 million. Which is quite scary to think of. And also came out the day before my 14th birthday. There we go. August 18th, 1995.
And I believe this was the number one movie for a couple of weeks, too, when it came out.
Ah.
I would have just turned 2 when this movie came out.
we always like to know about Logan's age on the solid plots.
I was 4 or possibly 5. Depending on when it came out.
Yeah, so, 14. I can...
Do the math, kids at home.
Yeah, old bastard.
I mean, obviously, with something like Mortal Kombat, like, it was going to make money at the box office no matter what, just because it's Mortal Kombat. The story didn't fucking matter.
I was going to say, it's going to make money off the name, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
So we should explain Goro is a 8-foot-tall monster with 4 arms.
Yeah. He's the giant Gonzalez of this piece. Mm-hmm.
It all ties back to WrestleMania 9.
Doesn't it, though?
It really does.
Even Goro is sick of Shang Tsung's bullshit. God, stop it!
Shang Tsung can't use the word cretin, I mean...
We also have Kano in this, our Australian cyborg-looking motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of a... he's like a hired gun by Shang Tsung, too. So he has quite the team of misfits on his side.
Yeah, Shang Tsung really wants that number 10, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Willing to do anything to get it.
I mean, a man who's willing to kill his own minion, I mean... Mm. True psychopath.
Minion number 3, no less.
I'm reading for minion number 3.
I know kung fu.
You have to spin and sit around in circles acting like you know how to do karate.
Are you buff? Oh, I guess you're not. That's all right. We'll be fine.
Yeah, just imagine if that guy was a fat slob and just like...
I love that. The expedition for Princess Katana, the Emperor's adopted daughter.
It's like the exposition of a bad kids TV show. Which, I mean, this is PG-13, right? I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically they were kind of marketing to kids, I guess, but I don't know. It's weird. Because, like, the games are super violent, of course. But then this movie tries to appeal to younger teenagers. It's kind of weird. It's like a RoboCop 3 instance.
Yeah, it's definitely like a game the kids shouldn't play, but they all fucking do.
Yeah.
Oh god. Random staring stranger again with a torch this time.
Or more deadly blue light.
Sub-Zero must be near.
The Undertaker's coming through that tunnel. I see him right there.
Oh, she's 10,000 years old. I see.
She's got to feel pretty low. She's lived 10,000 years and she's still just a princess.
Oh, I see we're at the creepy cave portion of the film.
Nothing bad can happen here.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, our CGI lizard just blew green mist into Liu Kang's face. He's blind.
This is a bit of a deep cut, but work with me. That CGI lizard, that CGI lizard looked like Gex. Remember the video game Gex on PlayStation? That smooth talking salamander, whatever the hell he was.
He's the great Muta of Mortal Kombat because he cannot see.
Yeah, I would have turned right around.
How long does it have to be? How long do you have to be not walking through that hallway to get spider webs like that?
Long time.
I like how they put like about like 10 spider web things in there just so you've got the idea. Like, what, you can't just have one or two.
Yeah, see, as soon as we had to start walking through that shit, I would have been like, nope, I'm turning around. I'm going the other way.
Yeah. Nope, I don't fuck with spiders.
I've got that image of X-Pac doing the Mark Henry thing when it just came up on the closed caption there. I smell something. Smells like shit.
Hey, more minions.
Meanwhile, yeah, got a nice fight scene going on here.
Using the term nice very loosely.
Look, right,
that was pretty good. That was all right.
We gotta keep people invested, Matt. You know.
That was all right. That was a good kick. Ooh, that one not so much, but you know.
Remember, this is like our pilot / inaugural episode. We've got to hook people in.
So, what year did Billy Madison come out? I can't remember.
96-ish, I think.
Okay,
I think
so it was she. Like,
right after this.
Okay, so she was in this before she was in that movie.
No.
What a step up, huh?
that's that Sandler guy, right?
Yeah, something
yes,
like
that. Yes, Ben,
like,
that's yeah. That Sandler guy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, knowing Ben being at the helm of this, you're just going to watch a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
Well, no, here's the thing. We're not. the whole point of this is, you know, bad movies that, you know, people actually like.
Then put the I'll tape make... on that quick.
Yeah.
I'll make you watch one eventually.
There is precisely one Adam Sandler film I like, which is The Wedding Singer, and I don't just like it, I love it, but... Oh, Adam Sandler's playing a golfer in this one. Oh, but he's still an immature brat. Okay. Great.
He got in a fight with Bob Barker, Ben. How dare you?
Oh, meanwhile, Ryder has got some great electricity coming off that finger there.
must be a lot of static in that room.
I mean, it is a point we have made several times already, but the CGI truly is horrific in this.
It's bad. The sets itself aren't bad, like everything in the background. But man, as soon as they turn on the CGI, it's like, oh my god, please stop.
I was gonna say, like part of me does think like this is 26 years old now, but
right.
There's another part of me that thinks. The graphics were still okay in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, we obviously hadn't got to the Matrix, so we weren't quite all singing or dancing yet, but...
Yeah.
And I mean, they didn't have a budget like a Toy Story or something, so obviously
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you weren't going to see that, but
yeah.
Maybe yeah, they did really good with that.
Yeah, they did really good with the set pieces. They have like all the layouts of all the like towers and stuff that they go in with all the statues. It makes it look really ominous. So it kind of fits the theme of the movie. But yeah, the CGI is challenging, to say the least.
Yeah.
And then the wacky lizard pops up and ruins the mood.
Yeah. So I will say this, and Matt will agree with me. Like they do have like the sets from the video game actually down quite good, don't they? To be fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But the actual sets, not the CGI, I mean, but
right. No, there's no lizards in the video game like that I know of.
All right, so the first round is a Steve Blackman fight, apparently, with sticks.
Who have we got in our first round?
We got Liu Kang and random black man with dreads.
Yeah, I don't great think value. They ever named this fella. I don't
great
think.
Value Booker, great value Booker T.
I don't think they even gave him a name.
That's how inconsequential he is.
Yeah.
He's random black fellow in brown baggy pants.
Yeah.
Waving a stick.
I'm reading for random black fellow in black baggy pants.
I gotta see if there's a character list for this movie, because I need to know.
There's definitely a cast list. I'm gonna have to have a look now. You said that. Yeah,
apparently Shang Tsung works for NBC. He has this nice peacock chair. Ooh, nice move with the kick going off the stick there.
3 stars.
Oh my God, whoever said it was actually right, the part of the director of Johnny Cage's film was originally intended as a cameo by Steven Spielberg, but scheduling conflicts forced him to back out. Holy shit.
I told you. Oh my God.
Give me a second. I'm going to have to look at what Steven Spielberg was actually doing in 1995.
What would he be doing in 1995?
Okay, so Liu Kang
You carry on talking. Let me have a look. While
I was going to say, Liu Kang just won fight number one with a shotgun dropkick, so Finn Balor's jumping out of his seat.
Well, there can't have been that many scheduling things. Cause so he goes to his credits. So he goes from Schindler's List in 1993, and then 1997, he's got Amistad and Lost World, so there's a 4-year gap there.
We just got our first fatality.
Oh yeah. Good night.
Oh yeah. God. Oh wow.
Yeah. He basically sucks the soul out of random black guy with baggy pants. So he's a goner.
So the only thing I can think of for Spielberg was I think Animaniacs was still on in 1995.
Ah.
But even still.
Sorry to go off completely off topic, but I loved Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. The original series is so good.
So apparently Spielberg wasn't totally insane-y like the Animaniacs were, so because he made the right choice.
Animaniacs or Mortal Kombat?
I'll stick with the cartoon. But yeah, the fact that the video game is so violent and the first fight basically ends with a drop kick is kind of insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a brutal shot to the sternum, but
again, great, it's like what they tried to do with RoboCop 3. You make it PG-13 to try and get kids in it, but it makes the movie less interesting, which is why I think the new Mortal Kombat movie has so many people intrigued, because in that trailer alone, there's blood and guts and it's what you want from a Mortal Kombat movie.
you actually want that level of violence.
Right. You're not watching like I said before, you're not watching a Mortal Kombat movie for the story. You're watching it for the fatalities and the blood. Like,
I'm here for the plot development, damn it. Meanwhile, great value John Moxley is here with his knife.
Yeah, we have great value Tessa Blanchard versus great value Moxley here. So we have Sonya versus Kano in our second matchup.
It's a great value, Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, I believe she did the voice for Sonya Blade in one of the recent games.
She did.
Yeah. I think it was the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's right.
Ooh! Yeah, did she also do some of the actual, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, when they actually do the moves. Did she do that as well?
I think she did
the stop
some
motion
of it.
I know that's not the but you know what I mean.
Yep. Yeah, I think she did some of it.
Oh, Sonya's got him in the coochie clutch.
Emphasis on cooch.
And Shang Tsung is pleased with what he's seeing.
It's like all his fantasies.
Go ahead.
The minions are far too excited in the background.
I was saying, we finally get a brutal kill, and they show it off screen as Sonya snaps his neck. So,
was that our first finish him?
Yes,
I know it was. It was our first fatality before.
Yeah, I was like, we got a fatality before, but we didn't get to finish him. But that was our first one right there.
Logan, that is your job for the rest of the pod to keep a count of this for us.
Finish him.
See, now that CGI looks all right. The thing coming out, the drill coming out of his hand, that looks okay. What the hell happened with the lizard? They just run out of money?
So apparently Johnny Cage and Scorpion are in a optical illusion forest.
I was going to say, yeah, so the lizard out the hand looks okay, but the forest, the forest green screen.
We could see a picture.
This is definitely like a one room with like a bunch of trees and there's two mirrors on each side.
Oh, 100%.
I also love how the Scorpion can only go so far, but it absolutely goes that far to begin with. So,
yeah.
Oh. More fucking spider webs and dust. They just got sucked into a different dimension.
As you do.
Man.
Oh.
Man, I would be saying fuck Liu Kang. He got the easy first round fight. Fucking Johnny Cage has to fight Scorpio.
Fight Scorpion in different fucking dimensions. Where is he? Like so,
there he is. He's everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Riddle me this.
I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. Where am I?
Where are they fighting? What is this? It's like some old ship.
And this can't be counted as an official result for the tournament because there's no referee or Shang Tsung's not there.
Yeah, it's not in the official sand circle of death or whatever they call it.
You must finish him in the ring. This is no holds barred.
Gorilla Monsoon's going to get the notepad and the rule book out.
The match can only end by my hand.
Scorpion was just stomping his occipital protuberance.
He really is taking a bit of a shit kick in here.
Tell you what, this fight hasn't been bad. I won't lie.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty good.
Matt, you asked where this was. I think this is supposed to be like a version of Hell.
I see. So Hell is just an old pirate ship. Got it.
Basically.
Yeah, hell is the pirate ship from the Goonies without all the any of the sails on it.
Hell is whatever you make of it.
I was like, if you've seen National Treasure, this is the stairway down to the treasure that they go through. Also, maybe a future episode of this show.
I like how we're lining up all the movies you want to watch already.
Because apparently, according to the internet, that's not a good movie. Which is horseshit, because it's great.
National Treasure? Really?
Uh-huh. When I kind of came up with the idea of the name of the show, and we started to kind of lean towards the guilty pleasure area, I looked some list up just to kind of see what kind of movies we could watch, and that was on like every list.
Huh. Yeah, because it's the Nick Cage.
I was just gonna say,
I was gonna say that was the first thing, wasn't it? Let's do a Nick Cage movie.
Yeah. Oh Jesus!
All right.
Speaking of Nick Cage, we got Ghost Rider. Scorpion playing the role of Ghost Rider from the MCU.
See, now that's actually a fatality from the game. That makes sense. He does that in the game.
We got some blood, however very fake it is, but oh god. Fucking slices his skull in half. Oh my god.
It didn't even look like blood. It looked like lava.
It really does. And apparently he spontaneously combusts when he died.
Jesus. Was that a jaw? Oh man.
I am now
looking at the Mortal Kombat soundtrack. So it is a real mix of just weird stuff.
It's all techno, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So the only ones, Typo Negative are on there, and Utah Saints are on there, and Orbital. So yeah, it's just techno and death metal, basically.
Techno and Typo Negative. There's a combo. Jesus.
There's a band on here called Bile.
Oh.
Jesus.
Are they easy listening, Bile?
Adult contemporary? Now, obviously, we all know who this person is, but it's just really weird to see the name here. So there's a song on here, Goro versus Art by George S. Clinton featuring Buckethead. Buckethead on the listing.
All right, a couple questions. Number one, is it that George Clinton from Parliament? Number one. And number two, Buckethead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was that one of the 75 albums he put out that year?
So this is George Stanley Clinton, who is an American composer, songwriter, arranger, and session musician.
Oh, so that's infinitely less interesting. Because if it was the Parliament George Clinton, I'd have some questions.
So he did the soundtracks, not only for Mortal Kombat, but also for Wild Things, the Austin Powers movies, Santa Claus, Big Mama's House, and the Tooth Fairy. So he has a wide variety of Fairy might also be a pick.
Just go down his discography.
Well, I say that Tooth Fairy might be a pick, but that might be on Logan, on the wrestling ring to silver screen. Logan, sorry, I'm nicking your gimmick there.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, you can't steal that one from us. That'll be a me and Roger future episode for sure.
Go ahead. If you ever want to read something interesting about our guitarist Buckethead, read the story. I think it was Classic Rock Magazine did a thing about the making of the Guns N' Roses album Chinese Democracy, and he played guitar on it. Did you read that, Ben? Have you ever read that?
No, I did not. That's
if you get a chance, read it. It is fucking insane. The stuff that he was doing during the recording of that album, it's ridiculous.
So now we've got somebody coming down the stairs here. Those health and safety stairs, ridiculous. Another fight now.
I'm going to get back to sub-zero.
The blue lighting, I am aware now it's sub-zero.
I gotta say, this hasn't been awful either, I must say. It was really just that first fight was kind of rough.
Like you say, the fight sequences are all right. It's just the lack of blood or guts.
Yeah. You know, it's nice that they make the this place, wherever they are, wheelchair accessible with that ramp right there. I don't know where. What is that doing there? All right, he's showing Liu Kang his stomach or something. I don't.
I was expecting Liu Kang when he was doing that pose just to shout out Roadhouse, a la Peter Griffin, but he didn't.
Did Liu Kang just step in a bucket of water and
yes.
trip
yes,
over it?
Did.
Jesus, what are we doing?
Of all the places to have a bucket of water, what you know what I mean?
Goddamn janitor, put that away.
Meanwhile, the Emperor's adopted daughter, Princess Katana's there.
Oh my god!
That's a picture fight.
Yeah, whoever produced this movie has a leather kink for sure. apparently, if you twirl a bucket around your head and throw it at a person summoning a ice dome, it will create an icicle and penetrate them through the stomach. Further freezing them into said icicle and killing them.
Yeah.
So
the hex from WandaVision that ain't.
I mean that's just science. I mean.
Remain really though.
I'll say this, considering like he's lost two of his warriors. Old Shang's still looking quite confident in himself. Like he's got that smug prick looking down pat.
What are we doing here? We're just seeing men crash into rocks. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the minions are ridiculously happy. The first day at the Mortal Kombat Performance Center is going well.
Oh, here comes Goro. Uh-oh.
Who drew him? Which poor bastard. I've got to open up with him.
Yeah, really. He has a bit of an advantage, I must say. He's 8 feet tall and he has 4 arms. Less fingers than a human, though, so I mean, you could use that, but.
Oh, it's Goose. Okay.
Thanks, Johnny. Hit him! Thank you. Got it. Thanks for the advice, you sage.
Cheers, buddy.
Oh my god, those kicks. Holy mackerel.
Johnny Cage is basically great value Rocky from Rocky IV. Still, obviously, still the greatest movie ever made.
Oh, yeah.
we proved it. Science.
I will say, I do appreciate that they kept Goro as, like, normal, and not I say normal, but, like, practical effect, and they didn't use CGI, because if it was CGI, I can't even imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, the labyrinth-style suit is actually all right for this.
Yeah. These random meatheads screaming at each other. Yeah! Oh, that was awesome! Oh, my God! Oh, he's in trouble.
Yeah, Johnny Cage's random black friend plot device person.
He's
great value. Great value Apollo is about to go down. Oh.
See, like, he should have ripped his head off there.
Yeah, in a perfect world.
Instead, he hits him with Andre over the hand strike.
I like how this is a serious finish him, though, because Shang has to stand up to tell him.
Thought that just popped into my head. do you think that they reused the Ninja Turtle suit, rubber suits from the Ninja Turtles movies to make Goro?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, because he has the same three fingers that they do. I have no doubts. Because that was also a New Line Cinema movie, wasn't it? Weren't they New Line Cinema?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
They're uncovering a lot of things. Oh, and now he's been sacrificed. Okay. And he just went... What is happening?
He went into Shang Tsung's eyeball. Good lord.
They're taking his soul, damn it. There we go.
Through his eye? I've never taken anybody's soul, but if I were to do that, I wouldn't do it through my eyeball. There's an awful lot of monologuing in this this supposed Mortal Kombat action movie.
Raiden does seem like a bit of an enabler here, though. Like, it's like, yeah, Shang Tsung's power can be overturned. Honest, I really believe it this time.
First three times went poorly, but this fourth time, let me tell you.
I'm going to speak a little extra creepy this time, and maybe they'll... Listen, my children. If you do not win the tournament, we are all fucked.
I've just realized something there. That, Christoph Lambert is basically great value Don Callis with long hair.
That is a very, very, very good analogy.
That is very good. Oh my goodness, that's not creepy at all. Jesus. I agree, Sonya. Good God almighty.
If you do well in the tournament, I'll take you outside. And give you my life.
You can maybe look at my feet.
Oh God. Jesus. Yeah, Raiden seems like a feet guy.
He is a foot guy. He absolutely is.
See, we can freely talk about feet tonight because Sean's not around, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really glad he actually didn't end up being on this, because I would hate to have to explain all this shit to him.
Look, you're having to explain it to us anyway. What's one more person?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, but Sean's like really old, so we'd have had to go into like painstaking detail of every character for him.
This is very true.
See, we know CGI wasn't in your early picture shows that you were a big fan of. But...
Those talkies you're often so fond of.
Look, Sean, color. See, he's not even on the pod and we can rip into him.
Guys, Liu Kang is meditating. We're being awfully disrespectful.
And we get to see the Seven Pink suit again.
No, that was all right.
So apparently the random Asian fellow from the beginning is his brother. So Shang Tsung apparently killed him.
Ah, well, now it makes sense.
All coming together.
This is like the third live watch movie I've had where it looks like they're filming this on the surface of Mars. What is going on?
Where is this mysterious island? Is in our face.
The red planet.
This is what people are tuning into. You know, we're an educational service around here.
Now, Ben, as the romantic comedy expert on the podcast, what was that romantic? That scene?
Yeah,
I got some Anakin Padme vibes from that one.
Yeah, this makes this a romantic comedy. Yeah, yeah.
Right up there with Shaun of the Dead. Got it.
And The Breakfast Club, of course.
I'm Coming to America.
I'm Coming to America.
What an absurd pod.
Yeah, to be fair, to be fair to us, Logan, I've got to defend it slightly. Yeah, yeah. And to be fair, Andy even called it out. He was like, "So I'm doing a romantic comedy podcast with you four."
Yeah, I mean, and then he saw your choices and was like, "Jesus Christ."
I'm going to defend myself slightly. To be fair, apart from Shaun of the Dead, the others were just my honorable mentions. They weren't my main movies.
Yeah, Ben, we'll have to talk off air about your Shaun of the Dead choice. Because, oh boy.
It's a rom-zom-com.
You can call you whatever you want. I'm still going to call you wrong.
That's fine. I'm like the broken clock. I'm right twice a day.
Hey. Everybody Shang gets Tsung one.
Shang Tsung's apparently trying to turn Johnny Cage, so a little tension on the good side.
Johnny Cage is the sting of this piece.
Man called Cage.
Raiden just looks
for the intro of this pod. We should have done for the intro of this pod. We should have done Ben Locke, Logan Crosland, Matt Souza, Mortal Kombat.
We can add that in. We can.
Yeah, just take that out.
Play some random techno in the background. It'll be great. Play like Sandstorm or something.
Oh, Sandstorm made it to America. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a major hit in the sporting events over here. So they play that all.
Yeah, I always forget what songs you got, what songs made in, what songs didn't with you guys. That's why, again, go back to that, to make him out Rushmore when he's about the one hit wonders. I was like, no, because like most of yours or mine will be American songs that we only had one hit over here and vice versa, and that's how it turned out.
All right, we need to dissect what's going on here. Johnny Cage just punched Goro in the balls. So apparently Goro has testicles, so we've learned that. And now Johnny Cage is running away.
Yeah, we did undersell that, because not only did he punch him in the balls, but he also did the splits as well.
Finish him. Did you see what he just did to me?
Was that Bart Gunn in the crowd just then?
So that's a cretin and an imbecile we've had in this film. It's like, did Chewie Griffin just write this script?
Just punches him in the balls and runs. Was that in Mortal Kombat? Could you just punch someone in the balls and run away?
It needed to be if it wasn't.
Yeah, really.
What a terrible draw Johnny Cage got in this. He gets to face fucking Scorpion and then fucking Goro.
Yeah, he's like the Cinderella story.
While Liu Kang gets fucking random black guy and Katana, who actually didn't even try to beat him. So,
oh, he's mad about his glasses. Out of everything else that's going on, it's the glasses that sent him over the top.
Oh my god,
Jesus,
they are above the lightning clouds, and Goro is about to fall off a cliff into said lightning abyss.
I was going to say, there's a rather convenient ledge there.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Hans Gruber Goro isn't.
No. You get to land in a cloud. I mean,
had to have been pretty soft. He might not have even died.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, in this film, who knows?
Hmm. They could always bring him back, I mean.
Oh my god. Sonya and Shang Tsung just got sucked into the gelatinous tunnel of some sort.
My god, Ivan Ooze is here.
Fucking purple flubber just grabbed Shang Tsung and... and Sonya.
No.
Oh, thanks for the confidence boost, Raiden, you dick. No, no, she can't win. Jesus Christ, nope, man. How about having a little bit of bedside manner, you fuck?
No, that's it. She's dead.
No, she has no chance. Roll credits.
Oh, we've got terrible CGI lizard again.
Oh, my God. Here we go. What is that?
I like that. I like that nice bit of exposition there. Yeah. Oh, one final thing I forgot to mention. She must accept the challenge. It's like Mortal Kombat just turned into an episode of Columbo or something. Just one more thing.
All right, so our boys have traveled to Outworld, which is basically like shittier version of where they just came from.
Just these random fires everywhere. It's probably fine.
They probably use 18 million in pyrotechnics with all this fucking fire that they have. I mean, Jesus. What was the fire budget on this?
This looks perfectly reasonable. We can walk through here. It's fine. No problems.
The production of this movie single-handedly put a permanent hole in the ozone layer. Oh, Johnny Cage, not fond of this place.
Have they just reused the gargoyles from Ghostbusters 2, or...?
If you see a funny painting in the background, you'll know for sure.
Yeah, with the guy from Ally McBeal for the killing.
Oh, God. So Kang apparently has X-ray vision and found the lizard up against the bricks somehow.
Oh, he just choked out that Nightmare Before Christmas extra. What the fuck? That Beetlejuice cast off. What the hell?
I mean, that's just cruelty to CGI lizards. I mean, you know, somebody's going to report him.
Oh my god. And apparently that guy turns into another fighter somehow. So to explain to the listeners, they chuck the lizard into like the carcass of a statue carcass thing, and it turns into like a Sub-Zero kind of fighter. Mm. I believe this one's called Reptile.
Reptile. It's a perfectly normal sentence you just said, Logan. Very well done. Mm.
Well, I mean, it can't be put into words to the uncertainty of what just happened, so I did my best.
I was going to say, given some of the things Logan has to explain on Highway, that does sound like a perfectly normal sentence, to be fair.
Yeah, it's a hell of a point.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If Logan starts saying something like, Reptile's a great Canadian athlete, then we're in big trouble.
Reptile is a great Outworld athlete, and Luke is maybe the best fighter in the entire realm.
In the Mortal Kombat division.
Scorpion, tried to put me out of TNA. Sub-Zero, tried to put me out of TNA.
But I sent them packing just like everybody else. And then I brought in these two old farts to back me up. We're crossing paths. Yeah,
who would play the part of Jeff Hammond? Is that right?
Oh, God. Bite your tongue.
I know.
Jeff Hammond would play Jeff Hammond. He was just commentating on the Mortal Kombat. I think Liu Kang just hit him with the pounce.
Same with the reverence at this.
I gotta say, the fight, like I said, the fight scenes haven't been terrible. Again, it's just there's no blood.
And
Reptile seems to have used all his big moves early, and now he's just being punched from basically.
Yeah, he blew his wad early.
Yeah.
Now that ending part
probably we all have at some point.
Yeah, that end was a little. He just turned into worms and maggots, as one does. All right. I see.
Jesus.
It's a nice triple Salco out there. That's getting good marks from the judges.
And now, rub it in, Liu Kang just squished the bugs and the lizard to death. So
now let's think logically. Let's think logically here. Why would a reptile turn into bugs?
That is a good question.
Can anybody explain that to me? Because I'm very confused.
I'm going to assume that the maggots and roaches and all that were already there, and he just kind of returned into it with the lizard inside of him. So I don't really know.
To quote the great Tim Capel, impossible question to answer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll just stay confused. That's all.
You know. Like I say, we are an educational service here on Popcorn Chicken Salad, but some questions we just can't answer.
Easy. I won't have my likeness and educational mixed in the same company, thank you.
I mean, you were right what you said earlier on, Matt. There is a lot of like exposition / talking in this. It's just like, just give me fight scenes, damn it.
Too much, in fact.
Jesus Christ, at this castle fucking... What the hell is this? What a...
I like that line there. You must face your worst fear. It would have been great if they'd have, like, just walked into like something like a musical or something.
you gotta give Shang Tsung credit. At least he gave Sonya Blade a perm before he shackled her to the wall. Very, very nice of him.
And yet another leather outfit. So yeah, my leather kink idea definitely has merit here.
Oh, and here come the druids. Here comes Undertaker again.
I'm gonna shack you to the wall, but you can have a lovely makeup and hair day before I do it.
Jesus God.
That's why Steven Spielberg backed out. He didn't like leather.
That small monk there is particularly bowing his head. He's like, he's taking his role very seriously.
He's a method actor.
Yeah, they got De Niro in just to play.
Daniel Day-Lewis was hidden in the background somewhere. He was druid number 8.
But just imagine Shang Tsung saying Veronica Vaughn, Aroo! Like Billy Madison does in the scene.
I will say this: Sonya is looking particularly hatchy there.
Mm. Yeah, she's pretty hot in the scene. I won't lie.
It's the perm. Yep. You can thank Shang Tsung for that.
Honest. here's a deep cut for y'all. Great value major guns from WCW.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. You're right. That is a deep cut.
Yeah, Sheng's speaking of kink, Sheng's definitely got a Sonya kink because he's like, well, yeah, you could fight me in Mortal Kombat if you know what I mean.
I Oh my God, just punch each other in the face already.
Ah, so that's where Steve Austin got the reveal from.
It was me, Shang Tsung. It was me all along.
So, Katana is the princess of Outworld. Her mom and dad are the king and queen of this realm, apparently. Yeah, correct.
Right. The adopted daughter of the emperor, yes.
Okay, I got you.
Ooh, challenging Shang Tsung to Mortal Kombat.
Challenge accepted.
Finish him.
Liu Kang doing the gladiator speech 5 years before Russell Crowe got his hands on it.
Everybody get out. I'm finally going to do something in this movie besides monologue.
I don't need you here now, De Niro or Dane Lewis.
Wait, how did she get out of the shackles? Wait a minute. Did we miss? Wait a minute.
No, Johnny Cage.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Shang Tsung just let it happen?
Yeah.
Well, what was the point?
I don't know.
Yeah, but she still got to wear the leather. She still got to wear the leather, so.
Okay, for an easy win, Shang Tsung selected Sonya to be the person he fought, but somehow they went around the rules, and Liu Kang's going to get to fight for Earth here. So we get our boss matchup with Shang Tsung and Liu Kang.
You know, I'm really disappointed that he's not saying, like, War and Peace or something while he's fighting Liu Kang.
I know we were saying good things about the other fight scenes, but this fight scene is horribly choreographed. This one.
Oh, look, a speck of blood. Gonna keep it PG-13.
Hey, nothing is worse than the final fight from the second one, so. Just be glad we're not getting that. Where they turned into fucking dragons and giant snake lizard things.
Well, I mean, we're doing number one here. The next logical step is obviously to... Of course, I'm kidding. We're not watching that movie.
another film. I'm making a note.
Yep. Two is definitely on the docket for a later watch.
I'm calling in sick now for that one.
More great CSI, more great CGI going on there.
All right.
Is that the barbarian that just popped out?
Kind of looks like him.
Haku's just around the corner.
Yeah. It's nice that they got the powers of pain to be in this movie.
Mm-hmm. And Zeus is totally in there too.
Yeah, Zeus, Butch Reed's there as well.
So they basically just raided the WCW roster at this point. So,
Buddy Lee Parker's coming in next.
Mm. There's Gary Hart with his blades.
I don't know, but I think this seems illegal for Mortal Kombat to have all this help. I don't know what the rules say, but...
The rule is there are no rules.
Ah, I see.
I like how all this is going on, yet Cage, Sonya, and Katara have just gone away and just left into it, basically. Yeah.
Just sitting back, having a chat. So how was your day? Well, how was your day? Well, I got a perm.
To be fair, he's handled them pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say they're all dead. he did all right.
Oh, there she is. There we go.
That chalk up the stairs. What? There's our hero.
Kitana now playing the role of Michael Cole in the commentator table.
Whoa.
So to distract Lou, Shang Tsung just turned into his brother. So he can shapeshift, apparently.
You're not really Chan. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know that. Oh, God, the exposition in this fucking movie is such a killer. What the fuck?
It really oh,
just fucking really fight, guys. Come on.
Jesus.
Like, we don't ask for much from these films. Just fight like, with a bit of blood.
I don't mind a little bit. Like you have to have a little bit, right? But Jesus Christ, it's every move. It's every part of this fucking movie. Oh my God.
I really feel they missed the boat out by not having some Rocky Four style montages going on.
Just hire Survivor. They're certainly not busy in 1995. They can cook up another song.
You're mine!
Oh, I see the spike pit is available now.
I'm just hitting with the Kadukin.
That's a Street Fighter thing. That's wrong.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Ben, mark down the Street Fighter movie for this show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When I ordered this off Amazon, it was like it was there right next to me. I was like, it was on Prime. It's actually on Prime. I was like, oh, I could watch this. You know, I'd stay strong because I was maybe basically
just
ordering.
Watch all terrible video game movies.
Because I was ordering this before I went to watch Coming to America, so I was like, nope, stay strong.
willpower.
Super Mario Brothers coming in a future episode.
Oh Jesus!
Only kidding.
Are you though?
I mean, if somebody selects it, I can't say no. I guess, but you know.
A lot of good facial expressions going on here.
There really is.
Yeah, I was saying, if Shang Tsung doesn't do anything else well, he has very good menacing face.
Mm. Yeah, I should. I mean, I'm saying this like an hour and a half practically into the movie, but we're not sure how it's going to work. But like, I'm certainly going to be around for every episode of this show. Logan is pretty much as committed to doing most of them, haven't you, Logan?
Yeah, I'll do my best to be on most, if not all of them. But if I have to dip out on one, I will definitely do that if I need to. But I'll try my best to be on all of them.
An old man kid will be around and joining us when he can. Bless him.
Yeah, he's a busy man. You know, he's got a booming social life, unlike us fellows. menacing. Shang Tsung has menacing face, aka resting bitch mace for evil Asian sorcerers.
Yeah.
And then I was also going to say Matt's here as an invited guest, but he's welcome anytime. You know, let's just bring him in.
Well, that'll do it for our friend Shang Tsung.
We got another Kadukin in there too, so definitely another Street Fighter move there.
Flawless victory.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. No,
oh,
look, it's going to leave
dear.
A mark.
Jesus.
I don't think the rigor mortis process goes that fast. perhaps it does in the mortal realm. I don't know. I've never been.
So apparently now all the souls in Shang Tsung's body are going up to heaven or something of that sort.
Look, who knows at this point? Out of the three of us here, Logan, you would know, so I guess we'll listen to you.
And I feel like, I mean, obviously we've all got the volume turned down, but I get the feeling there should be some sort of uplifting ethereal music being played at this moment. There probably isn't, but yeah, it's probably some techno stuff.
Yeah, weirdly enough, they got "You Can't Always Get What You Want" by the Rolling Stones for this scene.
Oh, okay. Really, okay.
Very weird. I mean, I thought it was an odd choice, but you know, it's not my money.
They're playing Jack and Diane in the background.
That's right. You're right. Yes. Different cuts in different parts of the world, I suppose.
Little ditty about Sonya and Johnny. Oh yeah, Lou, he's the third wheel too. I think we've undersold the doomy eyes that Katana has for Liu Kang this whole movie.
Yeah, she's going to be finishing him later on, isn't she?
We're gonna get a finishing sequence, but in a different method later between
finish them. Him.
Oh God!
Where did all these kids come from?
Well, this is the new world now. Everybody's happy, Matt. This is what happiness looks like.
Oh, I see. Scary buildings and flags everywhere. Yes. That's happiness. And a weird guy wearing white.
Everybody passed scary Christophe Lambert, yeah.
Oh no, evil clouds again. Holy fuck, maybe they didn't save the world.
Boy. Looks like there's an annihilation coming. Huh? Ba-dum-cha!
Oh my god, evil phantom man's popping up above from the clouds.
Is that the drummer from Gwar?
Mortal Kombat!
Oh, Paul Anderson, you movie maker, you.
Was this like the first draft of the MCU end credit scene?
Is there a post credit scene in this? Sets up the sequel.
I will say this. I don't know about you two, but I've got Amazon have just popped up. Next up, Street Fighter.
Oh Jesus.
So Liu Kang is obviously the main character of this movie, and he gets third billing in the credits.
Right? Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, really. Jesus. Hopefully by the second movie he gets top billing. I mean...
he deserves it, damn it.
Or at least second. I mean...
Yeah.
I wonder if this destroyed Christopher Lambert's career so much that he had to bow out on the second one. That's why he didn't appear in the second one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or he read the script for the second one and said, "Fuck this."
The guy that played Lou was just like, "I don't have anything else going on. I'll be in the second one."
Let me check the schedule.
Sonya and Raiden were like, "Peace, see ya. I'm done."
Look, it's my brand.
Let me check my schedule quick. Oh no, I'm fine. I'm in. So, with that in mind, gentlemen, I think we'll wrap things up. We'll plug things and pre-plug things that people have got to put up. So, Matt, what would you like to direct the good people to, either on Twitter or what shows are you on?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at MSUSA1991. As far as podcasts that I do, you can find me as the host of Piece of the Action, a similar live movie watch podcast where we watch action movies, so you could check that out. Check out all those episodes. You can also find me on Jenny and the Gems over on the Wrestling Network with Jennifer Smith, myself, Drew Wardlaw, Scott Criscolo. We go through the Hidden Gems section of the WWE Network. Should be a new episode of that coming soon. And of course, with you fine gentlemen, Highway to the Impact Zone.
Absolutely. Logan, where are you on Twitter, and what shows can people find you on?
I'm at Highway PTBN on Twitter. And as said every time in the plugs for all the shows that they do on the reads, I am a frequent guest of Chicken Salad. So I'm glad to be on that show with you all the time, Ben. And I'm glad to be your special guest on every episode. So it's really a special time to be on there with you. But like Matt said, we're all on a highway to the Impact Zone where we go through TNA and the Impact era. And it's always a fun time. And we just recorded the next episode. It'll probably be out way before this comes out, but we just recorded an episode last night, so that was a fun one with Ben, Lewis, and Jake. So we covered a couple episodes of Impact, but I also do another movie pod. We don't live watch it on that one, but we talk about movies featuring wrestlers. It's called From Squared Circle to the Silver Screen. It's me and the cowboy Roger Morissette. We look at movies featuring wrestlers, and we've done No Holds Barred and The Marine so far, so... that's a good pod to listen to. But yeah, that's all I got going on right now.
I've just figured out with all this frequent guest starring, you are basically Andy Richter to my Conan O'Brien. I've just kind of figured that.
Absolutely. I mean, I will gladly be a guest on every episode of Chicken Salad if you need me to.
Oh, yeah. I'll find a place for you and Sean both to guest on there.
Yeah, we have learned at this point to be great guests. So I mean, we'll be there for you anytime you need us.
You are two of my favorite guys. You should know that.
Well, thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Yeah. But you're an actual guest, Matt. That's the difference. So as the boys have mentioned, you can hear me on Highway to the Impact Zone and, of course, Wrestling Chicken Salad. We are currently doing a couple of WrestleMania shows. One with Matt's already dropped where we did WrestleMania 9. We're doing one with Jake Williams for WrestleMania 27. That'll be out probably by the time you hear this. You can always hear me with the boys on the Special Relations podcast once a month. And here on the Pop Feed and on Telly and T with Miranda. For Logan Crosland and Matt Souza, my name is Ben Locke. Thank you so much for listening to this, the first episode of, hopefully of many, of Popcorn Chicken Salad. And just remember, in a world where you can be anything you want to be kind. Thank you Fatality. So much for listening. Oh, Matt, you've just ruined the ending!
That wasn't me!
Sorry. I thought you were done.
Logan, you've just ruined the ending. Apologies,
Matt. Damn it, I'm
sorry. Thank you, though, so much for listening. We will see you next time.